We now welcome Shane White from the University of Western Australia.
Lucky last. I feel like the guy in the orchestra who plays the little triangle, who waits for the whole symphony just so he can go at the last minute, bing. Well, this is my bing for you. Okay, well, I'll try not to move around too much. I'll get away from the microphone. My talk would be perhaps a little bit different in that I have been working at the University of WA since since about February, and on anything concerning OPAC since about March. I just want to give you some of the context of that. And so basically my experience, I haven't gone through some of these major projects and changes that some of the other speakers have mentioned. So I'll just sort of go through perhaps the journey that I've taken in these last few months and describe some of the things that are happening at UWA. We're also a Millennium Library, I think was mentioned before, but we also use products from other vendors like SFX and Metalib in conjunction with our OPAC and in coordinated with our OPAC. I thought I'd start off though by looking at, just giving you the, I guess the organisational context, the structural context of the library. If I hit this button, yeah. A brief organisational chart with lots of bits missing, but essentially the library is divided into two areas, reader services and what's called information systems. Every couple of years, the names of all these things change. Reader services has a bunch of, in that area there are quite a number of subject libraries spread through the campus in different areas, and some other units that I haven't put on the diagram. Information systems has information technology, which is the rapidly expanding empire of information technology professionals that just are sort of a petition away from where I am. And also another unit called IRAM, which stands for Information Resources Access Management, which used to be technical services, which used to consist of acquisitions and cataloguing, and is now these broad functions have been combined. However, they have a couple of, or several now, four coordinators, two of which are, one of which is me. Now, in the introduction, I was called the coordinator of database standards and quality control, which is a title that sounds sophisticated, but it's been changed now. I'm now the coordinator of Monographs Access Management, which is much more descriptive, as well as being the involved with the OPAC. So you can call me Ma'am, basically. Sam, there is Serials Access Management, so it makes sense. Okay. Now, the control of, or the coordination of the OPAC was, when I arrived, the coordinator was coordinator of SAM, when it was called something else. And but about a month after I arrived, the decision was made that it was more logical because my job does consist of database standards as well as monographs, that I should be the OPAC coordinator. And so I took over the job of being the head of what was the OPAC team. And the OPAC team was a team leader, coordinator of Monographs Access Management, and the team members consisted of three staff from IRAM and a couple of reader services staff. They were the actual, and it was a team that was, like many of the teams that the library has, cross-functional teams involved in various activities. And IT staff were involved on an ad hoc basis. So we started off with that, but then the decision was made that there were too many teams in the library, and that there were too many administrative tasks, too many meetings, etc. And so we were disbanded. And I was made the OPAC coordinator, and formally, that's it. You're looking at the OPAC management system of the library. Of course, that's not quite right, in that in an informal and ad hoc basis, there's plenty of things going on. Actually, before I go on to how that actually happens, I want to look at the role. One of the things that was just sorted out at the time was the role of the OPAC coordinator. And there's a number of things. Firstly, to manage the OPAC performance generally and its functionality, which included things like interpreting and setting systems options as new releases came out, as new requirements were decided upon, and to actually write specifications so that IT could make those changes. To look at the searching indexing functions and to monitor issues with that, the display, the general functionality. So generally that was the behind that. Also to monitor OPAC usage and to collect statistics, which we do on a regular basis. And like all statistics, they tend to be collected more than they're used, but potentially they're very useful. The task was to manage the implementation of new releases and enhancements, which happens either twice a year or once a year. The next release that we're going to be dealing with will be around about December, and that will be accompanied by a major review of the and redesign of the OPAC, which I'll get to in a bit. I am charged with the task to monitor, identify, and evaluate new products and to make recommendations about their use. And that's also, late this year, will be on the agenda because there is a new product, not just an update, but a new OPAC product from Innovative called Webpack Pro, which means that the existing product gets relegated to the title of Webpack Classic. Isn't that so typical? Just continuing with the role, we also manage the various help screens, help web pages that are on the library's website, and recommend the maintenance of guides and other information to assist in the use of the catalogue. The next role is to develop and maintain the layout of the catalogue within the library website. It's the context of where the OPAC screens fit in with the rest of the website, which is quite extensive, and also the internal layout of the OPAC, and to promote the use of the library catalogue by whatever means are possible in cooperation with people from Reader Services in most cases. And on an ad hoc basis, and this does happen from time to time, to coordinate with library staff and IT with dealing with problems, OPAC problems, as they come up. Now, this is where it's useful to have a number of members of the team, and I'll get to how this works later, but actually as being our IRAM staff, because IRAM staff are the people that look at catalogue data, and quite often problems in the OPAC tend to be related to particular data in the catalogue. Like people will say, this title appears twice, but there's only one catalogue record. It's confusing people. And you look at the record and you see why it's occurring that way, because there's an added title entry that has an ampersand instead of the and, for example. And Innopac, like most OPACs, is way past having problems with that, but the records overcompensate for it, that sort of thing. Okay, one thing that we don't have to worry about as an OPAC team is lending functions. That's taken care of by another team. And, of course, the bibliographic and item data content and quality, except when there are problems, is not the responsibility of the OPAC team, as you can imagine. So that's quite a lot to deal with, quite a number of things. However, I don't really feel like I'm on my own here because, of course, the former OPAC team members haven't disappeared in a puff of smoke. They're still there and still... we still are able to liaise in an ad hoc fashion, a Clayton's OPAC team, as it were, and also I'm able to liaise with the IT staff in the collaboration. Also, as well as in a collaborative framework, we're also We have well-evolved lines of communication on a consultation basis between different teams in the library. Some of these are cross-functional teams, and some of them are teams where people with a similar job get together and recommend policy, etc. There's a team called the Information Resources Coordination Team, which was formed recently to basically draw together various digital services to coordinate and to help them integrate much better, and that's quite a senior team. There's the marketing team, which we can call upon for research into changes that we wish to make in the OPAC, and to publicise those changes, but also to do research and to consult and survey with our clients. There are other teams as well that we can deal with. There's the lending team, for example. And there's an email list, a very active email list in the library, the reference librarians email list. There was a representative one of the representatives of the on the previous OPAC team from Reader Services is very active in being a liaison between myself, ex-team members, and the reference librarians, etc., when various problems and questions come up. And, of course, the reference librarians are very good at giving precise and quick feedback with some of these issues. Okay. Now, that's a management framework of some kind, which is yet to, I think, bed down to do with the day-to-day operations of the OPAC. Now, as far as major things, towards the end of the year, as I said, there'll be a new product released. There'll be an upgrade of the Inipac software, including the OPAC software. The management of that particular event has been made into an actual project with a project team. And there's another project that we'll be working on as well, which is a project to look at search scopes. At the moment, we only have two basic views of the database, as I think one of my colleagues mentioned, to basically narrow down your search from the very beginning. And we plan to introduce quite a number of others. That project is currently well underway in the consultation stage, where library staff and, to a small extent, clients, students have been consulted. Then we're also looking at a feasibility study to determine what scopes are technically and reasonably possible, given the software and also the data. If you're going to have search scopes, you need to have the data underneath to support it, and then there'll be an implementation phase. And of course, the other project is the redesign. We're going to use the fact that there's this new product and an upgrade to look at a redesign of our OPAC. Our OPAC has not been redesigned for quite a number of years. In fact, probably since its implementation, there hasn't been a major rethink. It's high time this occurred. This will be done. There's a project team that has been formed, which represents people from IRAM, the people from IT, or a representative from IT, and from the Reader Services people. And actually, our project manager, Philomena, is actually at this seminar today. We'll be looking at current practice in other OPACs. We'll be looking at canvassing for new ideas and suggestions on both the shortcomings of the existing OPAC and best practice in other areas. We'll be getting feedback from the reference librarians and our library clients via a focus group. In the process, evaluating this new product, not just as a vehicle for redesign, but also as a product in itself, and whether it will fit into the rest of our services, etc. It's not a given that this product will be the Webpack Pro product will be adopted. But also, what we're planning to do, and this is probably the more important part of the whole thing, is to develop a set of principles, design principles, for our OPAC, which we can use as like a policy document, if you can have that with design, to carry us forward. so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. We can be reminded of what we really wanted out of what we want our OPAC to be able to do for our clients, and we can go back to these principles. Basically, what we plan to produce is a set of specifications leading to an implementation plan, which will then be implemented by IT as part of the normal IT job process. Basically, any changes and redesign of any web pages, the actual doing of the work is, in our case, always done by IT. We have IT staff who are specialised in the Millennium product and the OPAC product, and also we have a web coordinator and web author who takes care of the actual changes to library web pages. So that's basically what I was going to talk about this afternoon. Not a whole lot has happened so far in the OPAC. I'm quite looking forward to the end of the year and in the next couple of months where we really get into this project. This is my first real work on OPAC design and everything, so I'm quite looking forward to it, and I've enjoyed it so far. So thanks very much.
Five o'clock is rapidly approaching, but we probably have time for maybe two questions if...